Big news! The sale of the season is here. It's Wayfair's Black Friday sale, and it's on now. Right now, get up to 80% off everything home and everything you need for the season ahead. Save on quality furniture for every room in the house. Essentials for the guest room, whether it's new bedding or a new mattress. Kitchen and dining must-haves for all your hosting needs. And seasonal home finds like throw pillows and decor. Or favorites that you'll use all year long. And with amazing doorbuster deals from November 27th through December 2nd, you can shop the things you love at even lower prices at Wayfair. Plus, you can sit back and relax with Wayfair's fast and easy shipping. Everything home comes straight to your home. And the best part? Free delivery just in time for the holidays. This Black Friday, Wayfair deals are bigger and better than ever. There's no place like home for the holidays. And no place like Wayfair for Black Friday savings. So don't wait. Black Friday ends soon. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now and save up to 80% off at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hello all and welcome back to Better Vibes Podcast. I am your host, Brad R., and I hope you've been looking after your little friends extremely well and getting all the information you need. We're coming to you as per usual from my fish room, so that's why you hear the bubbling. Yeah, when it comes to tank setups, and that's not today's episode, by the way, today's episode, I should really get onto that, shouldn't I? It's about health issues and treatment options, okay? But before we jump into that, in my fish room, I run a large air pump and use sponge filters for all my fish. With the breeding and everything else that I do, it's really low flow, so it's great for that. I don't have to worry about fry or anything like that getting sucked up and disappearing. And it is probably one of the biggest sources of beneficial bacteria in a sponge filter. Extremely easy to look after and go forward with, okay, guys? So if you are looking to set up a tank, I always recommend a sponge filter for shrimp all the way through to everything that needs low flow, okay? A lot easier to look after and maintain when you're first starting out, okay? But let's jump into today's episode, which, as I mentioned, it is health issues and treatments for better fish. This is specifically for better fish. These treatments, though, could be utilized for other fish species. I have certainly used them for especially Australian native fish that I breed and keep as well, peacock gudgeons, fork-tailed blue eyes. I've got spotted Eddie Bay blue eyes as well. What else do I have? I have platies. Platies are probably one of the hardiest and toughest fish that you'll come across. They come in great colour variations and an amazing beginner fish. That's, I won't say where I started, but I do love breeding them because there is so many variations. But that is not looking at today's episode. What can we do to start off with to help prevent any sort of issues to start off with? Let's start with preemptive striking, okay? So with preemptive striking, things like natural products that come to my mind, which are amazing for our fish, driftwood. It's a great source of food. It has beneficial bacteria on it. And it's also going to potentially, depending on what piece of wood you have, not only just create somewhere for your Anubias or Java fern to be anchored to, but also potentially a hiding spot, depending on what piece of wood you get or if you get multiple pieces of wood. I have a tank that is a biotope that is a lot of wood pieces, natural debris down the bottom, sand base, and it's meant to represent a river or a stagnant pond or anything like that with the roots from a tree coming into it. And that is amazing hiding spots and things that you can generate there. But when we look at other products, as I said just a second ago, debris. So things for bettas that certainly help them out along the way are great products like Indian almond leaves, banana leaves, Mongolia leaves, mulberry leaves, any kind of dried out leaves that you can get locally sourced from your aquarium are amazing. They have an antibacterial, antifungal properties to them, so they keep them in check and help with the overall better health of your fish. And this is part of my preemptive. Most of my tanks always have an Indian almond leaf, mulberry leaf, Mongolia leaves. I actually have a Mongolia tree in my backyard. I sterilize them via washing and then drying them out at over 100 degrees Celsius in the oven. And that way I know that they're sterilized, they are safe to put into my tank, and they are dried and good. Okay, there is great information online if you want to dry out your own leaves and what leaves are safe, okay? Other great treatments as well, without getting into, you know, harmful, but they're, you know, like a big dose of antibiotics basically for ourselves. Like, the less you have to treat them, the better you will become. And if you do need to treat them hard, they will respond better. Just like us with antibiotics, right? So we want to limit how much we're treating our fish with artificial or man-made products, because it will get to a point where they may be immune to them. You know, another great treatment, of course, is just aquarium salts. They do need a little bit of salinity in their water, very, very minimal. So don't go trying to make it salty water. That will be harmful. But, you know, every couple of months I might go through on a 20-litre tank and put a pinch of salt just to help them out. All right, but let's dive in a bit further and look at some specifics of diseases and treatments for them, okay? So let's start off with fin rot or body rot, or both, which can be hard with some of the betters to diagnose. But once you've got them for a while, you will notice, even with the crown tail and some of the feather tails and Dumbo ears and stuff like that, that have irregular fin shapes, you will notice them. Because, you know, the first signs of it are frayed or ragged fins, signs of infection on the body. So you might see some lesions or white spots overall that weren't there a day or two before. And the first kind of treatment for this, there's multiple different treatments, okay? I would personally start off with a salt bath, okay? Take them out into an aquarium, into a container. I usually use like a Chinese food container or a 1 liter plastic tub, some water from the tank, well-cycled water. Do not use normal tap water, okay? It's going to hurt the fish. And also, your tap water is going to be cold, so that's going to be a shock to the body. Just like you jumping into the ocean in the middle of winter, it's going to be bad, okay? And then follow the instructions on your aquarium salts. Normally, for 5 litres, you add about a tablespoon of salt, okay? So, but follow the instructions. Each salt, aquarium salts, okay, will have a slightly different, but make sure you treat those ones. And take them out once, twice a day, and make sure that we're putting them in there and letting them swim around and helping them out. We don't want to leave them in there for a long time because that will hurt their gills, okay? Short period, it will help, just like salt water helps us when we have a lesion, okay? The other one, of course, with this, natural, all natural, is, of course, Indian almond leaves or any of the leaves that I mentioned before is amazing, okay? If you do want to go down the line because you're not seeing any results, a great Australian product that we have here is API Better Fix. It's probably not my first go-to, but it will work. It is a good one. Some people will recommend tea tree oil or Mecliata oil. I've never used this one personally, so I'm not going to recommend this one at all because I've never used it. So I can't tell you anything about this. Now, what I should also tell you is that there is an amazing website out there called Mary's Magic Betters, okay? And it's got common better diseases and treatments. And this, what my first go-to is as well for all my treatments, if especially if my aquarium shop is closed. A big shout out to Hewan at the Fish Room Aquarium in Hallam. He's my local guy, my go-to for all the information that I ever get. And he is an absolute amazing source of knowledge for all fish, okay? If your fin rot and body rot is not clearing up after you've done saltwater treatments and treatment and Indian almond leaves, and if it's not working with API, of course, then you can move on to a little bit stronger one. And I would be going for either probably Bactinex, which is a great product, okay? And if that doesn't cure it up, well, it's definitely something else and it's deeper in, okay? If you have a quarantine tank, please, 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 whenever you have a sick fish, please isolate the fish as soon as you see that there's an issue and put them in a hospital tank, okay? Hospital tank can be as small as a 5 or a 10-litre tank. It's only for a short period of time, hopefully less than 7 days. You clear everything up and it's all good. Okay. Now, let's jump into the next one, which is ick or white spot. Now, ick and white spot is a very easy treatable disease. I've never had it on my bettas, but I do get it with my platies quite regularly. Okay. Now, why does this happen? It's a natural parasite that actually lives within the water, but it is generally always dormant. Changing weather conditions, if you have a heater that stops or goes through the roof and it causes it to, you know, activate basically, then you'll see these parasites as little white spots on the fish. Please remember as well, guys, make sure that you are diagnosing things correctly, because ick and other fungal infections can look very similar, but one treatment will not work for all of them, okay? There is no such thing as a one treatment cures all, yeah. But if it is ick, they are tiny pinhead-style spots, usually on the fins to start off with, and then they'll progress to the body, okay? A great product, of course, is Hierarchy IckX or Ictinex. Ictinex is my go-to product for it. It works extremely well. It is not damaging to the rest of the fish, and it's a treatment for the whole entire tank at this point, okay, guys? If you've got ick in one fish, you're probably going to get it through the rest, so you can isolate the ones that are mainly damaged, got most of the showing signs, but it will probably be through the whole entire lot of the tank. Please make sure that you treat them, the whole tank as well. It's a preemptive strike. You don't want to lose the whole lot to ick, okay? Always, 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 when we're treating any sort of thing with any man-made chemicals, if you have a standard filter, it's got activated carbon in it for any instance. Some of the small tanks that you get in a whole kit will have a little cartridge in it. Make sure you pull that cartridge out. It's got activated carbon in there. What activated carbon does is basically remove any beneficial treatments that we're putting in there. It will absorb it up and it will become neutralized. So we want to make sure we remove them. They're fine to stay out of the water for a few days. Don't worry about rinsing them off when you put them back in. Just throw them back in. They'll be fine. Okay. And they'll be all good. All right. So that's ick. Now, there is another one that looks very similar, but it will be larger splodges. It is a type of fungal infection, and with that, you want to get some Fungonex, okay? Fungonex is another great product made by the same companies. I think it's Aqua Blue. I'm trying to read it over here in one of my shelves, so that I can see in the fish room, because I've got a plethora of treatments over there, because I have had issues in the past, and we always then keep it on hand. All right. Now, our next treatment that we're going to look at, or next disease that we're going to look at, is velvet. Okay. Velvet looks like a dusty gold coating. Very hard to see on some of our iridescent dragon types and candy type fish. But it is happening. Now, we want to treat this with a broad spectrum treatment. Something like Multicure is great. Bactinex is a very minimal one, but Bactinex will work pretty well because our main treatments in Bactinex are methylene blue and malachite green. I'll probably pronounce them wrong, but they are very good. Now, also, another tip here, guys, if you have bristle nose or any sort of pleco in your tank, any sort of L numbers, make sure that if you are using anything with copper in it, so Bactinex is one of those with copper, I believe, off the top of my head. If you're treating a tank with anything with copper in there, it will state that it has copper. Make sure that you are isolating or dosing at 50% rate. You need to isolate those bristle noses and plecos because a copper dose will generally be very harmful to them and will end up with a...
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here. Right now, get up to 80% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, seasonal decor, and way more. All at Wayfair. These are Wayfair's best deals of the year. From seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 80% off during Wayfair's Black Friday sale. Now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Very, very unwell, if not deceased, pleco, unfortunately. So, dosing at 50% usually is a safe option, but you may have to continue that treatment for longer, twice as long as what they recommend, because you're not dosing as hard, okay? Velvet is a very rare one in my instance that I've ever seen, but it does happen, okay? So just keep it in mind, all these things that happen, and no matter how much we try, we're going to get sick fish, okay? It happens. We get sick, they get sick. It's just what happens. Now, another one that bettors love to do is bacterial infections and open wounds. They love to brush up against things. If you've got sharp sticks or sharp ornaments, I never recommend plastic ornaments that have sharp anything to them or plastic-leaved ornaments, because these are generally a sharp product. Always stick to silk-leafed ornaments if you're going with artificial ornaments, as they're soft and they will not hurt the bettor. Bettors love to rub up against stuff. They get an itch, I'm guessing. I'd be itchy in there. And when they scratch themselves, open up wounds, they might remove scales. This is a big one, okay, because some of these infections can be pretty nasty, and if we're not on top of them, they can lead to other things as well, unfortunately. But most important, once again, we're going to go natural again and instantly put in, if we don't already have our beneficial things in there of our biotope stuff, like the Indian almond leaves and things like that, we're going to put them in, we're going to get that going, but that's going to take a couple of days for it to start affecting and coming in. So we're going to do salt water treatments with that, okay? Once again, follow the instructions. We're going to do that in like a little 1 litre container, Chinese food takeaway container, something along those lines, okay? Water from the tank, add your salt in, bath them twice a day if you can, and it will certainly help them clear up. Now, if you're not comfortable with moving your fish in and out of the tank, of course, you can use something like API Malefix, which is, antibacterial properties in that, and it will help with bacterial infections for that, okay? Now, and, of course, with all these options, hospital tank is always the best option for it, so keep that in mind. Now, a big one, and it will happen, as I said, all these things will happen, A big one that does happen as well, especially at the change of seasons, is parasitic infections or external parasites. Okay, so there's internal and external parasites. These are nasty little buggers. Things like anchor worms, they're really disgusting to look at, by the way. And also red worms. We've really got to look at, you know, certain aspects here. Now, each one of these has a different treatment, okay? Any sort of worm treatments that we're looking at, we're going to be looking at copper-based meds again, so look after our bristlenose and plecos, okay? And make sure that we're using very, very clean kind of events that happen. Sorry, I'm trying not to sneeze here. All right, got that out of the way. Let's go again. So, so they are parasite, copper-based treatments that we're going to be using and looking at. So, we're going to be looking at a broad spectrum kind of antibiotic. In these instances, Biotet will work extremely well. Now, when we're looking at a full antibiotic like Biotet, turn off your light, remove your carbon, and keep it off for at least 48 to 72 hours, okay? Now, why do we need to keep the light off? Well, A, light kills antibiotics. B, as we have antibiotics, just like fish, it will make them more sensitive to that light, and that might cause other issues. So we've really got to keep on top of that and look towards other, making sure that we get the most out of our Biotet treatments. Always make sure, and I'm going to say this again, follow the instructions on the label. Do not overdose your meds, okay? That is deadly in itself. Now, other things that you can come across and is very, very common, bloat and constipation is extremely common in bettas. It's very hard to tell when you've got crown tail females, for instance, because they do have an odd body shape in comparison to the rest. How do I treat bloat, constipation, or egg-bound females? Now, these are a little tricky because especially eggy females, they either need to absorb them or release them. And that is usually, all these are usually caused by poor quality diet. So look at the fish food that we're looking at, that we're feeding our fish. Make sure we're using a high quality food. As I went through on my last episode there, guys, or we're overfeeding, and a lack of exercise. So I'm not saying that you start making them chase your finger around or anything like that, but they may be just a little bit lazy and not feeling very energetic. So how do we treat these? Once again, salt treatment is great. Our natural products into the tank, again, are amazing. And then our other one that I love to do, and make sure we're not feeding peas to our bettas. It is not part of their natural diet, and this will cause major, major issues to them and cause them to get blocked up, and they will have a lot worse problems. Now, we can feed, if you want to try a little bit of food, try some frozen Daphnia, okay? Daphnia are basically grown out brine shrimp, okay, and mosquito larvae are great as well if you can get frozen mosquito larvae or if you've got them naturally. And this increases their fiber and helps them move everything to pass them through, okay. Another thing that you can do is fasting them for 4 days and then 4 days of an Epsom salts bath or salt bath. I always recommend aquarium salts. Yeah, and this is for bloat only, okay? But when we're talking about constipation, we want to be using food to try to move it through and increase that fiber. What we can also do for those lazy fish is you can get a mirror. If you've got a 3D printer, you can print off a little better head. Put in a mirror into the tank for 5 minutes a day. They're going to flare up. They're going to get active. They're going to move around more. That's going to help them a lot. Okay. Now, there's many, many more diseases that can happen to a better. And some of them are very deadly and whatnot. Please make sure that you're checking out Mary's Magic Betters, because it's great source of information and where I use it, okay? Now, the last one that I'm going to end on, which is always probably the worst one that I come across, it comes up pretty quick and goes from there, is dropsy and pint coney. Usually they go hand in hand, and by the time that you notice that your fish may have dropsy, it will start pine coning. Now, what is dropsy and pine coning? Dropsy itself is a swelling of the bloat in the stomach and a lack of appetite. They become lethargic. They become bottom dwelling and dart into the surface for oxygen, laying on their side. And this is issues internally, okay? Now, what happens once we get dropsy is that that swelling creates their scales to start pushing out, and it looks like they're a pine cone, and that's why it's called pine coning. It is very, very bad, and unfortunately it does happen. I've lost many a fish to pine coning and dropsy. It happens overnight, and before you know it, it is generally 90% fatal, unfortunately. If you can start fasting them, Epsom salt bath, or sorry, aquarium salts bath, okay? You can also try other things like methylated blue or Bactinex will hopefully help them along. But there is no guarantees. I have never personally been able to bring one back from dropsy that has started a pine cone, unfortunately. So it does happen. Now, I don't want to leave it on a bad note. All these things are generally treatable if we pay attention to our fish and look at what is going on. Everything is able to be treated, and some things may not be treated as well, and unfortunately things happen. So keep an eye on your fish, interact with them, and make sure we're looking after them. Prevention is better than cure, so let's make sure we have a look and we are keeping our lovely biotopes going on with our Indian almond leaves, mulberry, and all those lovely leaves. Another thing that we can always make sure that we're doing as well is maintaining excellent water quality. So we want to have our pH somewhere, I know everybody will say somewhere in between 7 and 7.5. Anywhere in between 6.5 to 7.5 is idealistic. We want to have temperature in between 22 at the absolute lowest. 24 is idealistic. 28 is a bit warm. But if we can keep it around that 24 mark, absolutely beautiful. Another thing that we want to make sure we've got is our GH and KH balance correctly as well. And you can get powders and crystals to add in to bump these up. Make sure we're testing our water and that we've got the right GH and KH in the water. If you don't have a test kit, take down your water sample to your local aquarium. They might charge you $5. If you're buying something, it might be free. Some aquariums don't even charge for it, okay? It's part of what they do because they want to see you. They want to have happy fish living with you, all right? And they will tell you what to do. GH and KH, make sure we're buffering correctly. There is calculators online if you need to work it out and work out how much to add in. And we're also making sure that we're keeping an eye on our ammonia, our nitrites. Now, those two are both very harmful to fish when they get above 0.5, okay, parts per million. So we want to keep them low. And we want to keep our nitrates under 40 parts per million at absolute most. Anything under 20 parts per million is idealistic. Remember, the easiest way to keep your nitrates under control once you've got your tank cycle is plants, all right? Another cause that can happen when these diseases are introduced into the tank is not necessarily with changes of seasons and things like that, but it may be because you've brought home a new friend. Sometimes those new friends that get introduced into the tank may have some issues, so it's always worthwhile having something like some methylated blue or some Bactonex on hand. Just give them a treatment for half an hour before you put them into the tank for yourself. That is a quick quarantine process, so you don't have to have a quarantine tank set up, and that way you can try to stem out some of those issues. If you guys are looking for a great source of amazing botanicals to put into your tanks, please check out Blackwater Aquariums in Sydney. Matt up there probably has the best range of botanicals. All these botanicals are usually imported by himself, so he knows where they come from, or locally sourced. They are amazing. Keep an eye out for them. They are really good treatments. And let's keep on doing what we're doing. Keep our water changes up. Weekly water changes, 10 to 20% at most. Do not do 50%. You will start resetting your cycle, okay? And make sure that we're dechlorinating our water, we're checking our parameters, and going from there. If you have any questions about the parameters on your tank or how to do anything, remember, jump over to our website, bettervibes.blog. You jump onto Facebook, jump onto Instagram, shoot us a message. Shoot us a message on wherever you heard this. If you can shoot a message on there. If you're listening to us on YouTube, shoot me a message. I will respond to it, okay? I love to help you guys. That's why I've started this. So let's keep our tanks clean, our fish happy, and let's keep the better vibes rolling. I am Brad, and I hope you've learned a lot from this episode. I'll see you next time, and remember to hit up the socials.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here! Right now, get up to 80% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, seasonal decor, and way more. All at Wayfair. These are Wayfair's best deals of the year. From seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 80% off during Wayfair's Black Friday sale. Now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping.
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.